So when I pass the exam, I'm licensed nationally. Right, Ed? The answer to that is no. There is no national license. And see, the misconception always is that if I pass an exam that covers all 50 states, or more than that, in fact, because you've got some of the territories and DC as well within the coverage of the SAFE Act. But if I take the exam it satisfies the testing requirement for all of the jurisdictions covered within the SAFE Act, that must mean that I then hold a license in all of those states, right? The answer again is no. The states determine whether or not they'll issue a license to you on an individual basis, right? So the states will determine whether or not they want you operating there. And that's based on you actually applying there, right? So you've got to take the intentional steps of deciding, I want to apply to 17 different states, 33 different states, and it's not free. In other words, the more states that you want to be licensed in, the more expensive it's going to be for you to originate loans, right? Because you've got to pay the application fees in each and every one of those states, okay? So the states determine whether you'll be licensed there based on your applications with them, your individual state applications. Guys, the only thing that the national exam plus UST uniform state content material covers is your testing requirement. And all they've done by consolidating all of the state's testing requirements into one exam is they've basically said from the state level, listen, we're tired of implementing and facilitating our own exam. In fact, most of the state exams at the time, there were separate state exams. Most of the content on the state exams really went over the basic minimum requirements that they had to meet according to the SAFE Act. So the state said, listen, if the majority of our state exams, our individual state exams, covered the minimum requirements of the federal law, why wouldn't we just have a uniform state test? That was back in 2013. And they said shortly after launching the uniform state test, they said, why wouldn't we just include that in the national exam? So again, when you pass the national exam, guys, what you've done, congratulations. What you've done is you've satisfied the testing requirements for all of those states that have adopted the UST platform. But you still have to apply individually to any of the states that you'd wish to operate in. All right, there is no national license. You are a state licensed loan originator if your license application is approved. Now, of course, all of this assumes you're working on the non-bank side of the business, the non-depository side of the business, right? Because that's where state licenses are required. If you're working on the bank side of the business or the depository side of the business, federal banks, credit unions, if you're working on that side of the business, you're not licensed, you're registered. You don't have to go through a licensing process if you're working on the depository side or the bank side of our business. All right, so even on that side, there is no national license. You're simply registered with the NMLS, which means you've got an NMLS number that follows you around wherever you go to hold you accountable for whatever you do. All right, again, there is no national mortgage loan originator license. If you're working on the licensed side, the state regulated non-depository or non-bank side of our business, you are state licensed, which means you need to apply and be approved in whatever states you wish to operate. The test just satisfies the testing requirement in those states. Guys, I hope that's helpful. I hope that clears up any confusion. And if there's anything else that we can do, if there's any other information or education you're looking for, check out beattheNMLStest.com for other options about ways that we can help you or you can work directly with us. See you soon.